September 3rd. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25, verse 40. Son of a well-to-do Italian merchant, he was considered a playboy as a young man. When war broke out, he joined in the fight, only to be taken prisoner and chained in a cell for a year. After his release, he became seriously ill, but recovered. Next, he drifted. Then he heard of another war, and he rode off to participate. But he left this conflict shortly, claiming to have heard a voice instructing him to return to Assisi, his home. One day back home, a leper came toward him. Filled with repugnance, he wanted to withdraw, but something told him to go to the man, reach out to him. He did, and his life, he later wrote, was never the same. He entered into the service of the church, founded an order of traveling friars which was to bear his name, and was sainted in 1228, 2 years after his death, at the age of 45. That brief outline is St. Francis of Assisi's story. The turning point of his life apparently came when his heart was filled with compassion for a leper, and he responded, "Our lives, too, can be transformed if we will reach out in love to those that life has not treated kindly, the poor, the sick, the imprisoned, the naked, the hungry. Fill my heart with your love, O Holy Spirit, and cause me to act when I see people who need me."